Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A five-alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll. Let's go. Firefighters.
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll join Tim Collins as he delivers to his mother a personal message from Chief Cody. Tim is concerned about the message because he doesn't know what it means, nor does he suspect that he's on the threshold of a new firefighting adventure. As he hastens homeward, we'll take time to give you this information. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to the home of Tim Collins, rookie fireman, who has a message to deliver to his mother, a cryptic message from Chief Cody. Only a moment ago, you remember, as Tim was going off duty, the chief called to him.
Oh, Collins, you going home now?
Yes, sir.
Well, when you see your mother, Collins, just tell her it can be arranged, will you?
Sir? Well, what can be arranged?
A little matter she phoned me about. She'll understand.
She phoned Chief Cody today?
She did.
Well, about what, sir?
Now, don't put me through the third degree, Collins. You'll hear all about it when you get home.
And all the way across the city to his home, Tim wonders...
Oh, good grief, what are the Collinses up to now?
But he doesn't find out right away, because when he charges into the house...
Hey, Mom! Mom, I'm home.
Hello, Tim. How's the boy?
Cousin Ellery! Well, what are you doing here?
Surprised, are you?
Oh, you're a sight for sore eyes, Ellery. How's everything at Upper Fall?
Well, in some ways we can't complain. Been a dry season, but the stock seems to be weathering it.
Uh-huh, and the folks?
Couldn't be better, Tim. Couldn't be better.
Young Pete still wants to be a farmer, does he?
Yep. Follows right in my footsteps. Raising a calf of his own this year, Pete is.
Oh, Jimmy'd get a kick out of that. Where is Jimmy? Have you seen him yet?
Yeah, him and Trudy. Seen them both, Tim. Your mother sent him down to the store.
Oh. You're staying here overnight, of course.
Oh, yes. Yes, been here most of the day, matter of fact. Waiting to hear from Chief Cody.
Oh, that reminds me. The chief sent a message to Mom. It can't make any sense out of it, but
a message? Well, maybe that's for me, Tim. Your mother, she called the chief this morning.
Oh, well, whatever it is, the chief says it can be arranged.
Well, now, there's a load off my mind. Busy man like Chief Cody. Well, he can't sit down past the time of day with every Tom, Dick, and Harry that comes along.
You want to talk to the chief, Ellery?
I got to talk to him, the way things are going. And your mom. Well, I knew she could fix it so I could see him tomorrow.
Oh, of course. Chief Cody was Dad's best friend as long as Dad was on the fire department. But what's it all about, Cousin Ellery?
Well, now I'll tell you. Might as well run through it again, just the way I'll put it up to Chief Cody in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You see, Tim, out at Upper Falls, the boys have elected me chief of the department.
And so, next morning, Cousin Ellery is in Chief Cody's office explaining his problem.
And with the season so dry, it's a pretty bad situation, Chief Cody.
Yes, I know, Mr. Collins. I read the reports from around the countryside.
Of course, Upper Falls is only 20 miles out of town, give or take a quarter mile or so. But it's a real farm country.
I've seen it. Outside the village itself...
Oh, the village is no problem. The firehouse, that's where we keep the pumper, that's right in the village. But it's the farms and the woods.
And in a dry season, even if your engine gets to the scene of a fire in time, you can't be sure of finding water.
Chief Cody, there's times that we lay out as much as half a mile of hose to get water from some pond. And likely as not, we drain that pond dry, except for mud, before we knock down the fire.
You've had some serious fire losses out around Upper Falls.
Oh, terrible, terrible. The old Statler place, the factory out by the railroad, McAllister's Chicken Ranch. At McAllister's, we did save the big barn, I'll say that. But mostly, you take a fire that gets started out our way and, well...
A clean sweep.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I've seen what's left after a fire in the country.
Nothing but ruins. A man gets discouraged.
How can I help you, Mr. Collins?
Well, now, that's what I'm going to ask you, Chief Cody.
What have you thought of doing?
Well, the other day, the boys held a meeting. You know how it is with a volunteer company. All hands pitch in, say what's on their minds. Well, they were pretty hot about it. And Tyler Bedloe, he's our engine driver...
All right, I got you.
All right, boys, all right, all right.
I got a right to speak.
Ellery Collins, you got to give me the phone.
Order, order. Let's have some law and order here, boys. Tyler Bedlow wants to talk.
Yeah.
All right, Tyler. You've got the floor.
Yep, I got the floor. The way things have been burning up around Upper Falls, I say we're lucky we got that much left. Yes, sir, we're lucky we got the floor left, even right here in the firehouse.
All right, Tyler, we heard you the first time, and we all know what the situation is. Dry season, not enough water to fight fires with. So what are we going to do about it?
You're the chief, Ellery, and I say if the chief can't think up some new ideas to protect our property, we need a new chief.
Order, order, let's let Tyler finish his speech.
I'm finished, Ellery. New ideas or a new chief.
Tyler Bedlow, you want to make a motion I should resign?
Not if you got some ideas, Ellery. But if you want to keep on chiefing, you better talk fast.
All right, boys. I'll tell you what I've been thinking. This old engine of ours, she's in good shape. But...
but she don't put out fires. Can't get the water.
But like Tyler Bedlow says, our old engine doesn't put out fires. So I say we need more equipment. We've got money saved up in the Volunteer Brigade Fund. We've been building that fund just for emergency, and this here is an emergency.
All right. Ellery, you show us the equipment. You show us something that'll do the trick, and we'll back you up.
That's all I want, Tyler.
But it better be a ringtail humdinger of a piece of apparatus, or we'll have a new chief inside a week. Ain't that right, boys? Sure I'm right, sure.
So you see, Chief Cody, we want another piece of equipment. Something better than our old engine. Something to do the trick. Save our property out around Upper Falls.
You have a problem, all right, Mr. Collins. What kind of equipment did you have in mind when you spoke at the meeting?
I didn't have anything in mind, Chief Cody. Only from the way the folks talk about you, Tim and his mother, they say that you know all there is to know about fire apparatus, from pickaxe to exhaust pipe.
You were counting on me to suggest something?
Just name a chief and Upper Falls will buy it.
Well, you can't afford to make a mistake, Mr. Collins. I'd have to look over the situation before I gave you any answer.
Well, Chief, Upper Falls is only 20 miles out of town, but... well, I don't suppose that you're a busy man.
Well, it is hard for me to get away. If it weren't such a short notice, my deputy could take over, but...
Well, I guess I'm up against it. Well, thanks, Chief Cody. I was counting on... thanks just the same.
Well, hold on a minute. Sit down.
I ought to be getting back to Upper Falls. Got to face the music.
I didn't say we can't help you at all, Mr. Collins.
Then you've thought of something?
Well, there's always a way when you... Oh, Glover! I don't know, where's that clerk of mine?
There's somebody in amongst those filing cabinets in the outer office. Is that...
Oh, there you are, Glover. Get me young Collins's timesheet. That's Private Collins. Engine Company 209.
Tim? You mean Cousin Tim, Chief?
I do. He has some furlough time he's been saving up. And if he wants to use it visiting his cousin in Upper Falls, well, Mr. Collins, if you can arrange it with him, he's your man.
And late that evening, Cousin Ellery's car, with two passengers and their baggage, enters the village of Upper Falls, bound for the Collins' home. As the speeding car jounces over a hump in the road, Cousin Ellery calls out.
That ought to wait, Jimmy.
Oh, no, he never stirred.
Yeah, plenty of spring in that back seat. Good for sleeping if he doesn't bounce off.
Even that wouldn't wake my kid brother. He knocked himself out rushing around to get packed as soon as Mom said he could come.
You know, I think we'll just stop by the firehouse. It's right close by before we go out home.
I'd like to see it, Cousin Ellery.
I say, she's all lit up. Well, the engine must be out.
Yeah. There she is, Ellery.
Coming down the north road. Well, of all the luck. I'm out of town just one night and this has to happen.
Yeah.
Well, Tim, looks like you'll meet the boys sooner than we thought. Tyler Bedlow.
It's all right, Jimmy. You stay quiet in the back seat. We're at Upper Falls.
Tyler, I want to see you.
Wouldn't have minded seeing you around here, spell back.
You just completed the run, Tyler. Where have you been?
Yeah, up the north road, Ellery. Up to Manichee's dairy farm. Been up there since long about dusk.
Manichee's place?
Yeah.
Well, he's got a cistern up there, Tyler.
Cistern run dry. Lost the house and barn, both of them.
The cattle?
Manichee's got 100 head of cattle roaming around the orchard tonight. Don't know how he's going to feed them.
He hossifat.
Hey, who's this fellow with you, Ellery?
Huh? Oh, this is Tim. Cousin Tim Collins. He's a fireman over to the city.
Fireman, huh? Well, we got enough firemen already. Looks to me like we're kind of short on the chief department. And you can take that any way you like, Ellery Collins.
So Tim Collins, released on a week's furlough from the city fire department, is plunged into the situation at Upper Falls, where Cousin Ellery, as chief of the Volunteer Fire Brigade, is responsible to the whole countryside for protection of property against fire. If Tim is to help relieve the heavy burden of fire loss, always a serious problem in the country, and now made worse by lack of water caused by the dry season, well, Tim must move fast. For his first experience at fighting fire in the country, listen to our next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But first, here's a message you ought to hear. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special notice for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your friend, Chief Cody. And here's a hint you should remember. Any chimney and any pipes that carry smoke from a furnace or stove to the chimney get clogged with soot in time. Now, you know how time slips by. And as it slips by, people forget to have that soot cleaned out. Then some day or some night, there's a chimney fire. Sparks cascade all over the neighborhood. And where some of them land, fire gets a foothold. So remember, it's good housekeeping and good fire prevention, too, to have chimneys and flues cleaned out before they get dangerous. Now, how about your own homes? Think it over, and you'll be hearing from me soon.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's go!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.